You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It is hour number three of the nation. We're live at the Globe, Comerica Backyard, Rangers-Astros tonight. Excitement is building for a Silver Boot Series, and we'll get more on that coming up with Eric Nadel and Jared Sandler. Brian Schottenheimer's presser is coming up at 4:30. Let's check in with our buddy Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And a good afternoon, Nick. How the heck are you? Do we got you, buddy? Nick Harris, Star Telegram here in the GBAC Nation. Okay, yeah, I imagine he's up there at the Star, probably getting spotty cell coverage, you know, but looking forward to this Schottenheimer press conference. I felt like the coaching staff was one of the main thumbs up from last night that gives me, you know, optimism that maybe they're going to have their best coaching staff that we've covered in a long time, Brian.
Yeah, I really, I had some questions about some things second half offensively. Really appreciate that Eberflus and those guys stayed after it.
Yes.
The rotation that they were able to do. I mean, with Coach Whitecott and the defensive line, you could see that they were trying to find different combinations, keep guys fresh. And so, yeah, that part of the defense, I like what they did bouncing back.
Nick Harris, Star Telegram, with us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, Nick. How you doing?
Yeah, sorry about that. Take two. Doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
We're doing well, you know, even though the Cowboys lost, I feel like there's some reasons to be optimistic and positive about these next 16 games. Is there hope in there for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Brian Schottenheimer was very insistent last night. Actually, most people in the locker room were insistent last night that there's no moral victories to take away from it. You know, the loss in the loss column, it still counts the same as the 34-6 and 41-7 losses they took last year to the Eagles, but I feel a lot better coming out of this game about this team than I maybe did going in. You know, a lot of concerns that I maybe had on defense, they were, you know, answered in the second half. Maybe not completely, but I think there's a lane for those answers to be had. My offense is certainly encouraging, too.
What we saw in the second half as far as stopping the Eagles' run game, do you think that's replicatable? Like, was that a big step in the right direction that we saw at halftime and then there with the weather break?
Yeah, it was a huge step in the right direction. And I think you saw Kenny Clark really get comfortable in that front for the Cowboys. You know, he's still learning how to play next to all of these guys. You know, nine seasons in a specific system, it's going to take a little time to, you know, get used to some other faces that you're playing with on the D-line and, you know, a different system as well. But you saw him really kind of settle in that third quarter and how big of an addition he is going to be. I think you saw a little bit of a glimpse of that there in the second half. I mean, there was a stretch for Saquon Barkley where he had seven carries for just 1 yard in the second half, and that's huge, especially against a running back of that caliber and against an offense of that caliber. It was really encouraging to see.
I agree with you 100% on Maris Leifau. I saw you tweeting about that last time. I was like, why is Maris not getting more snaps? What stood out to you about the linebacking core in general?
Yeah, I didn't love the play from the second level. You know, if I had to pick one big red flag from the game defensively, I'd be pointing at that linebacking core, you know, led by Kenneth Murray and Jack Sanborn. You know, even at times when I feel like they did get into the right position to make plays and running lanes, they weren't able to finish the play, but it was very rare that they were even in good position to make plays. I mean, in that first half, you saw Saquon Barkley, A.J. Dillon, Will Shipley. It was basically anybody they wanted to roll out there, running back. They were picking up positive yardage. And then Jalen Hurts just being able to scramble and make plays with his legs. That was just so killer there in that first half. And if you're looking at probably the biggest thing that hurt the defense last night, it was Jalen Hurts' legs. And not having a spy with the athleticism of a guy like Maris Leifau, it would have made sense, I would have thought, in my eyes. But, you know, going back and seeing the snap counts and seeing Leifau only get 6 defensive snaps compared to the 62 for Murray, I believe it was 41 for Sanborn, and even Damone Clark was in the high 30s. That really surprised me. You know, coming out of training camp, I thought Maris Leifau was the most athletic of that group, could probably give you more sideline-to-sideline rage out of anybody in that group. But, you know, he wasn't trusted on the field last night, and that's an interesting thing for me.
Nick, how long before you think they get blue on the game day roster?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, too. You know, coming out of training camp in the preseason, I think it was maybe a little bit closer than some had expected as far as, you know, him making the 53. I don't think he was ever in jeopardy of missing the 53, but, you know, I think there was at least a discussion had, and I guess I didn't take that, you know, as seriously as I maybe should have, because I expected him to be on the game day roster and, you know, to get some early season opportunities. So it surprised me when he was inactive yesterday. You know, if it were me, I mean, I would be trying to find touches. He's, I think, the most explosive guy in that running back room. Sure, there might have to be some things that he has to work on from a game knowledge perspective, but, you know, overall, I think that type of speed, you have to bet on it. And you think to that Miles Sanders 49-yard run yesterday, I don't think Jaden Blue gets caught on that run, you know, and that's nothing against Miles Sanders. You know, that was a really good job of him to find that big hole in the big gain. But, you know, when he follows it up with a fumble a couple of carries later, you think about those things. So, you know, hopefully you'll see some Jaden Blue next week.
Nick Harris with you, Star Telegram here on the Fan. What do you think about CeeDee Lamb? Do you have confidence he's going to be securing catches?
Yeah, it was very uncharacteristic, right? I mean, the 4 drops that he had in that game last night, not only a career high for him, but it's more drops than any NFL receiver has had in a game since he entered the league in 2020. So it was super uncharacteristic of him. And I was told this afternoon that, you know, this is a player off day for the Cowboys players in the facility. But CeeDee Lamb, he went into the facility on his own this afternoon and spent quite a bit of time on the jugs machines with one of the equipment guys. So he's trying to get back into the lab as quick as possible to rectify whatever happened last night and hope that doesn't happen again for him.
All right, what'd you uncover when it comes to Spitgate? Are we in danger of Dak maybe getting some kind of fine here?
I'm not really 100% sure as far from a league perspective. I haven't been able to talk to anybody from the league about this situation. I am curious to see what the league thinks about it at the end of the day. I'd be shocked if Jalen Carter does not get a fine. He won't get a suspension. No, unless it's something absolutely egregious. It's very rare that a player that gets ejected gets suspended on top of that. You know, for Dak, it could be a fine, but again, I didn't really see anything that was qualified as a hostile act in my eyes from Dak to maybe warrant a fine. But, you know, we'll see what the league thinks. Obviously, the league has, you know, a lot more eyes and ears on this situation than we do.
Hey, Nick, when it came to the rookie right guard, you know, you and I do a lot of work, Zach, on the draft show. Where were your impressions of how he played?
Yeah, I thought he played well. You know, I would have loved to have seen him up against Jalen Carter, but, you know, there were some moments up against Moro Ojomo where he really had some showed that juice and that power that he had at Alabama, and I thought it was a really encouraging start for Tyler Booker in his first start. You know, if I was ranking, you know, the 5 offensive linemen last night, I'd probably put him 2 or 3 as far as performances. I thought he played pretty well in the run game, you know, paving some holes down the middle. And then in pass protection, I thought he was solid. He wasn't perfect, but I thought he was solid given his debut against that type of front.
Would number 5 be Steele?
Yeah, it probably would be. You know, although
it was a little tough.
Although there were some moments in the run game that I thought Terrence Steele did really well getting out
into
space. You know, talking about that Miles Sanders 49-yard run.
Right.
I mean, he came across the formation deck a safety and clear that hole. So, you know, I thought the line as a whole played well last night. And so, you know, to be the number 5 guy in that group, I don't think that's as big of a negative as it maybe would have been last year.
What about Guyton and the 5 pressures that he gave up? Is there, you know, evidence that he's heading in the right direction and he can be a left tackle of the future?
you know, I saw things from him yesterday that we didn't see last year. Those hands have come a lot more inside. It's a lot more narrow hands than he had last year when he got super wide on guys. He was almost hugging them. You know, the fact that he had zero penalties last night, I think that's a bigger deal than him having five pressures in my eyes. You know, that's a step in the right direction for him. The discipline things and him getting his hands into correct usage, I thought those were, you know, positive signs. You know, sure, those five pressures, you don't want those, especially against that type of front. But I thought all in all, considering the circumstances, considering that he hasn't been in a live training camp practice, or he wasn't in a live training camp practice for the last 3.5 weeks, I thought it was a strong start for Tyler Guyton considering.
Nick, what do you know about the approach that they took with the rain delay being in the locker room? I know Trayvon Diggs was out trying to find some grub, and it seemed like the defense made plenty of adjustments.
Yeah, I thought the defense played really well in the second half overall. And, you know, I talked to some guys in the locker rooms about, like, hey, what were the vibes in the locker room during the rain delay? And everyone was like, well, it was good. You know, we took our pads off, took our helmets off, just kind of sit back and chilled. And, you know, we tried to keep the energy up. And a lot of guys said that they headed back out to the field with a lot more energy and a lot more optimism coming off of that fumble than had they, you know, continued right through that drive. You know, they thought it really benefited them. But, you know, obviously they weren't able to score any offensive points out of that. But, again, I thought the defense played really well there in that second half. You know, at halftime, I was talking with one of the media members about, you know, Matt Eberflus, you know, is this going to work this season? And I think after the game, we found each other again. It was like, well, I think Eberflus is going to be all right. He made some second half adjustments. And so that's a big deal, right? Because, I mean, coming off of these, you know, last couple of years, it felt like on either side of the ball, there were times where second half adjustments weren't made, and it was almost things that seemed really obvious and clear up front. But, you know, I thought Eberflus did a really good job of shoring some things up, especially in the run game.
Yeah,
123 yards allowed on the ground in the first half, 35 in the second half.
Wow. Yeah, if half times were only an hour in length, we might have a good shot there at that then, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not a Texas high school football halftime.
Exactly.
Every band in the county has to play. But,
no doubt. The drill team.
Yeah, 100%.
Get them all out there. What was your assessment on Pickens' debut?
Yeah, I maybe expected him to get a little bit more involved, and I think Pickens maybe did as well. And, you know, we talked to him in the locker room after the game, and he was like, look, my time's going to come. You know, CD was getting open most of the night, and, you know, George Pickens was actually, you know, helping out CD Lamb there after the game and, you know, keeping his head high after those really crucial drops. You know, overall, you know, you would have liked to have seen more, I think, from a you know, receiving production standpoint. But I think in that first quarter, you saw him get the first reception of the game. Then he drew the DPI later and later on that second drive, I believe it was. You know, those are two big things, and that just comes from being a smart player and understanding, you know, the situation. But all in all, I at least his presence was noted. I mean, you saw safeties over the top of George Pickens, and it really allowed CeeDee Lamb to find those open lanes, the 13 targets that Lamb had. I'm not sure he has 13 targets if George Pickens is not on the field. So even if he's not showing up in the stat box, he's going to show up in some other places for some other guys.
What do you make of the Eagles? How different are they? Are they a favorite? Do they look like a Super Bowl team to you?
Yeah, I think their secondary is going to need some work. And it kind of reminds me of how I felt about them going into the 2023 season. You know, it's a couple of pieces that they've tried to replace in the secondary. They're still figuring out their cornerback two situation in my eyes. And then Adoree Jackson gets hurt on top of that. And they have to flip around to Bennett last night late in the game. And I thought CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens both had their way with him on some one-on-one opportunities. So, you know, I'm curious to see how, you know, Vic Fangio, Howie Roseman, they attack the secondary issue. But they just added another pass rusher in Za'Darius Smith. So maybe they try to solve it by getting more guys home in the backfield. You know, they're having to replace some guys up front, too. So I think they're still figuring out what exactly is going on defensively as far as the new faces go. But I think offensively, you know, when they found their stride, I mean, it looked like the team from last year. But, you know, when those second half adjustments were made by Eberflus, you wondered about the Landon Dickerson injury, if it maybe affected them up front a little bit more than we expected. But overall, it's a good team. That's a top five team in the NFL, even on their worst day. And I thought the Cowboys played up to that level last night.
What are you looking forward to following up with Shoddy on here in about 20 minutes?
Yeah, excited to talk to him about the linebacker play. You know, we talked about that here earlier in this hit. You know, overall, the feelings coming off of the plane this morning whenever the team got back. I mean, the energy was high in certain areas of the locker room last night. And then in some other areas, guys are kind of beating up on themselves, feeling like they let one get away there. So you know, I wonder how that's, you know, kind of turned now that everybody's flipped on it. And, you know, they're heading into the weekend. Now, granted, the whole team is off this weekend through Sunday. They'll be back in the facility on Monday. But I am curious to see what the vibe is around the team coming out of week one.
Terrific job, as always, sir. Love your social media there on Twitter. Just outstanding information and insights. And have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you soon.
I appreciate it, fellas. How about we get a series win out there at the Globe? What about
Let's do it, baby.
Oh, dude, I'll drink to that.
Let's go.
Let's do that.
Let's get the
Rangers
broomsticks
Astros
out.
Pregame coming up at 6:30. First pitch at 7 o'clock. And, I mean, these are – you got to take two out of these three at least. And then it's going to be tough next week. Brewers, Mets. So
yeah,
the rubber's really hitting the road. But I think after that day off, people are fortified. They're feeling good here about your Rangers here in this silver boot. I think they got a winning record against Houston this year.
They do, and you got Merrill Kelly tonight and DeGrom as well.
Yeah, Kelly, DeGrom, Corbin. I think that lines up well, although Alvarez is back. We'll have to talk with Sandler and Nadell about how you approach that a little bit later on. Chief, where are we going next?
Let's go ahead and hit you with a little football's finest, more Cowboys takeaways, and we prep our bodies for week one of the season.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Next in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the GBAC Nation live at the Globe. Rangers Astros tonight. A reminder, 30 westbound is going to be closed from 9 o'clock tonight till 6 a.m. Monday, so there is going to be some traffic. That's between Fielder and East Chase Parkway. It's going to be time for the shoddy presser here in 5 or 10 minutes. Let's get some the football's finest with the Chief. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's Eric.
All right, what do you guys think about this? If I was doing the newspaper today, it would be spit, sweat, and tears. That would be my 3-inch headline.
That's pretty good.
Does that work?
I love it.
Works.
Yeah.
Not in their DNA.
Look at you getting biological on the beat.
Yeah. Going with the spit.
That's strong.
Science.
Not in their DNA.
Science rules.
Shout out to the Dak spit, though. That was obviously a pretty nice game changer. He even lent voice to it after the game, saying, like, yeah, our whole game plan changed, really, once Jalen Carter was not going to be participating. So that was good stuff. I'm sure Tyler Booker really appreciated that.
That is mental toughness right there. That's you got alpha'd, Jalen Carter. That's what happened right there.
No question.
Couldn't hold it together. Somebody spits on one of us. I mean, I'm throwing hands.
Yeah. Yeah, Dak, he held his water on that. That's leadership. And what else is leadership is that tackle he made.
Fumble.
Brian pointed that out immediately, like saved a touchdown.
Superman tackle, bro. Yeah. That was awesome.
Maybe you should play some linebacker.
I told Wolchek, I said, if they win this game, that is the play of the game. That right there is play of the game.
And then when you look at the Pro Football Focus stuff.
You want to know their play of the game?
The fumble.
Braun running down. Our,
Miles Sanders. Oh, yeah. No question.
Jason, gosh. Yeah. Come on, Miles.
Through the trash.
You know he wanted that touchdown. Where was the second gear?
So the box score shows for Dak 21 for 34, 188 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. The PFF premium stats, he recorded an 86.1 passing grade, which is super good. 4 BTTs.
Big time.
1 turnover-worthy play, 4 drops. His adjusted completion percentage would be 78%. Completed 9 of 12 passes under pressure, 85 grade there. So that's a much clearer picture of the story of Dak's night, which was, I mean, really damn impressive. So kudos to him. If we get that version of Dak this year, that's going to be really, really good stuff. All right, your NFL stat of the day. Derrick Henry has played 9 years in the NFL. He's still 500 yards away from his total rushing yards in high school.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, his high school numbers are legendary.
So he's got, let me see, he's got 11,423 yards in 9 years in the NFL.
Which I was going for 3K a year in high school.
12,124 rushing yards in 4 years of high school. What an absolute animal man beast from a world that I've never been before.
I mean, this is the durability.
Yeah,
absolutely. All those years.
No, the staying power is just is just ridiculous, dude.
Yeah, he averaged 328 yards a game in high school. That's insane.
Thoughts and prayers to Chargers guard Mekhi Becton, who posted to his Instagram story, allegedly, from a hospital bed, saying, "Don't eat the rice and beans in Brazil, bro."
With the puke emojis.
With the puke emojis. I imagine that could be a both ends situation.
Yeah.
But if you're dealing with food poisoning, I'll tell you what, you're not dealing with actually suiting up and playing a football game.
Probably
from my experience.
Not.
From my experience, food poisoning tells me he ain't playing, if that's real.
If this game was Sunday, he'd have a shot. But you got to get rehydrated. You got to get your strength back. Get rid of those body aches. I wonder why. Did it soak in water? That's not good for the American stomach?
I don't know, man. Sometimes those frijoles can get you.
That's a good point, Dawson, because they tell you not to eat salad in Mexico and places like that.
Bad water.
The water that's cleaning the salad or vegetables.
It could be.
The hazards of, where are they? San Paolo or something?
São Paulo.
There you go. São Paulo. All right. Surprise, surprise, boys. We're back. Week 1. It's time for the G-Bag Nation
to guess that spread,
baby. Let's go. The Dolphins in Indianapolis. Brian Broaddus, guess that spread.
That would be 4.5.
Four? Colts favored by 4.5?
Plusing, minusing?
Dolphins.
Dolphins road 4.5 favorites. I like it, Broaddus, with a little Tua confidence. Wolchuk, guess that spread.
Colts 1.5.
And Gavin Dawson.
Pick him.
That is a Walchuk ding, ding, ding. Oh. All that time this summer doing the BetMGM.
Bet Nation.
Paying off at a high level.
Bet
all Nation. Right. Fluke. Dawson Saints are hosting Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. Guess that spread.
Oh. Arizona -2.
Arizona as a 2-point road favorite. Broaddus.
Arizona -5.
Ooh, that's a big-time road fave. Bully, bully.
Cardinals -4.
That's going to be Cardinals as a 6.5-point road favorite.
Oh, baby.
You know I love home dogs.
Yes, sir. You and me both. The Raiders. These are two sneaky fun teams this year. Raiders traveling across country to Foxborough to take on the Fighting Mike Vrabels. Zach Wolchuk, guess
that
spread.
I'm going to go Patriots -2.
Patriots minus two. Okay. Dawson.
Wow, the Patriots are a total unknown. They were terrible last year. Let me get Raiders minus two.
Patriots minus 4.5.
Patriots minus 2.5. That's going to be a fun game. I'm looking forward to that.
No Christian Gonzalez for New England. He's got a hammy injury. The Colony Zone, that's a big loss.
Pick up Dante Thornton, ladies and gentlemen, in your fantasy.
It's a mistake, Vegas. And not to capitalize on it.
Patriots are my bold playoff prediction this year. How about that? Not bold enough to win the division because the Bills exist, but they're still going to make the playoffs. Steelers-Jets, we got the Aaron Rodgers reunion game. Gavin Dawson in New York. Guess that spread.
Steelers minus three.
Ooh, three-point road faves brought us.
Steelers minus two.
Wolchuk.
I go Steelers 3.5.
Steelers by 2.5. Road
favies. We were all over it.
Love it.
We're dancing.
You guys know ball. All right, the Commanders hosting the Giants. Divisional game. Giants in Washington. Brought us.
This would be Giants minus eight.
Commanders.
Commanders minus eight.
Well, Chuck.
I'm going to go Washington minus 3.5.
Make it 4.5, Chief.
Washington as a 6.5-point home favorite. We got the battle.
That's a mistake. I'm loading up on New York.
Loading up on New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, that pass rush could be the real deal.
I could see the Giants covering for sure.
All right, you have the battle of the cats in Jacksonville. Travis Hunter, Trevor Lawrence, Liam Cohen, Duval. Ooh. With the Bryce Young Panthers in town. Dawson, guess that spread.
Jags minus four.
Well, Chuck.
Man, give me Jags minus three.
Jags minus 2.5.
3.5, Jags.
Look at this.
You guys are on fire right now. Whew. All right, the Bengals go to Cleveland to take on the Dutch Oven Brownies. Well, Chuck, guess that spread.
Let's go with Browns plus two.
Browns are at home. You have them as a two-point dog at home.
Yeah.
Okay, brought us.
Give me Cincinnati minus 4.5.
Love it. Dawson.
Cincy minus one.
Cincy minus 5.5. They think that Bengals defense is going to be all up in that kitchen at Joe Flacco. This is a big one here. Bad division. Two solid teams, though. Bucks go to Atlanta. Bucks go to Atlanta. Brought us. Guess that spread.
That would be Bucks minus four.
Ooh, four-point road faves. That's a Buck lover right there. Yeah. Dawson, guess that spread.
Three. Bucks.
Yeah, Wolchuk. 2.5 Bucks.
Bucks by 1.5.
Ooh.
Road favorites in the division. That's going to be a game. That's going to come down to the wire.
Yeah, it's going to be close. And both of the games were outstanding last year.
Another divisional game. We have the Niners going to Seattle. Dawson, guess that spread.
Niners in Seattle. Let me get
McCaffrey, maybe Christian McCaffrey on ice a little bit.
Yeah.
And same thing last year. That calf pops up on the injury list right before the game.
See, I think Seattle's the better team, but I think the public is still so heavy on San Francisco. Let me get the Niners minus two.
Love it. Wolchuk.
Yeah, I'm going to go Niners minus 1.5.
Broadus.
Seattle minus two.
Nail me, Ted, with the Wooly Bully. As he the Niners favored by 1.5.
Look at that.
Hey, we got some Rangers news. Rangers are putting Adolis Garcia on the 10-day IL. They're moving John Gray to the 60-day IL. Dustin Harris has been selected from Round Rock. He was here in the clubhouse earlier. They were waiting for a corresponding move. So, Ranger fans, I know you're texting Doley on the 10-day IL. Really upsetting news since Houston's in town.
Houston's in town.
Yeah, that hurts a little bit.
Hurts a little bit.
Okay, Micah's first game in a Packers uniform wearing the number one. Packers at home with the Lions in town. Lions in Green Bay. Dawson, guess that spread.
Packers minus two.
Yeah.
Wolchuk.
I agree with that. I'll go. I'll just go Packers minus 2.5.
Broadus.
Packers minus 1.5.
Broadus nailed it. Texans and the Rams. Man, we got some good matchups this week.
It's fun.
We do.
Texans and the Rams. We'll see if Matthew Stafford's back can hold up. But the Rams are home with the Texans in town. Broadus, guess that spread.
That would be Rams minus two.
Wolchuk.
I'll go Rams minus 1.5.
This is in L.A.?
Yes.
Rams minus 4.5.
Rams minus 3.5.
3.5.
That's going to be a fun one, man. And Sunday night,
Raiders,
where no one circles the wagons.
Like the Buffalo Bills.
Like the Buffalo Bills. Hosting the Ravens, you have Lamar versus Josh Allen. Dawson, guess that spread.
Baltimore minus 1.5.
Broadus.
I'm going to say Buffalo minus two.
Okay.
Who's the home team?
Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm going to say Buffalo minus 2.5.
Did you say Baltimore?
Yeah.
You freaking nailed it. Baltimore as a road favorite.
Wow.
Ooh, I love that.
And did you guys see? Did you guys see Josh Allen got a deal with Snickers, and they're creating a barbecue sauce out of Snickers ingredients. We're getting Snickers barbecue sauce with Josh Allen's smile on the bottle.
Yes.
And they got a couple of different little flavor profiles, but all the Snickers ingredients will be in the barbecue sauce.
I love how we're not even hiding it anymore. We're just like, we're putting dessert in your food. Yeah. Here we go. Let's do this. We're live at the Globe. We'll be back at any minute with the shoddy presser as soon as he starts yapping up there.
He's on the phone. It's a conference call.
Oh, it's a conference call. No shoddy presser?
No shoddy presser.
Okay, we're good to go with Sands then. Jared Sandler joins you next right here. It's the GBAC Nation on one.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
053 The Fam. Thank you, Lucius. It's the GBAC Nation here on The Fam. We are live at the Globe, and Rangers Astros coming up pregame at 6:30. First pitch at 7:05, and we're excited about that. Silver Boot is reignited this evening, and the stakes are as high as they've ever been as Jared Sandler joins us now here on The Fan. Jared, how the heck are you?
Gavin, I'm great. I'll say they're not as high as they were when the Rangers beat the Astros in the 2023 ALCS. I just want to make
point.
Let's start this conversation off on the right foot and just remind people what happened the only time these two teams have ever met in the playoffs.
Amen. It's good correction. And
but
to celebrate.
I would say that from a regular season standpoint, you know, in 2023 when the Astros came here and swept the Rangers in September, the Rangers had a playoff spot. They actually gave away the division in that series, if I'm not mistaken. But that was a big series. It was like August or maybe August, September in 2015 when the Rangers overtook that was a
that
big
was
one.
Amazing.
I was trying to think of like big regular season series between these two teams like late in the year. This is probably top three. I mean, you know, however you want to rank the other two I just mentioned, this is a big one.
How are the Astros playing coming in?
Not great. You know, they just dropped 2 of 3 to the Yankees. They had to come back and beat the Yankees in the one game they won. You know, there's a reason the Rangers have kind of gotten back in this divisional race. The Mariners have been really bad, and the Astros have been not as bad as the Mariners, but bad enough to where, you know, the Rangers have been able to make up some ground. So you know, they've got a rejuvenated lineup just from like a presence standpoint of Yordan Alvarez and obviously having Carlos Correa and Jeremy Peña's healthy, but it's not that scary of a lineup. Now, they could go and score 20 tonight, you know, who knows, but it's not a lineup that intimidates you the way it has in the past, and they're pretty beat up on the mound. So, you know, Spencer Arrighetti had to go back on the IL. The Rangers are facing Colton Gordon tonight. Josh Hader's out, you know, I think for the rest of the regular season. So, I mean, they're a good team. They're winning the division. You can't discredit them from that, but it's of division winning teams, I don't think that there is the same level of invincibility that maybe some might have. Like you see the Dodgers, right? Or you know, take you know, the Blue Jays. Like their things are like, ah, man, they're really good. The Astros are good. They're better than the Rangers, record-wise, but I don't know that people are going in this series like super intimidated.
Rangers going to have to do this one without Adolis Garcia. He goes on the 10-day shelf today. All the ramifications of that would be interesting. But are they also going to have to play them in 10 or 12 days from now without Dolly?
Well, he had a grade 2 quad strain. I'm not a doctor, but you guys can use the internet just like I can and see the typical return times for grade 2 quad strains. And, you know, that would suggest that it might take some time. With that said, we're in September. And guys with more on the line, this is where, you know, I think the average person maybe doesn't grasp. And I don't know that I grasp all that these guys do play through. You know, it might not make sense to play through this in May, but you're at the end of the road anyway, right, or potentially. So I know Adolis wants to get out there as soon as he can. If you guys remember in 2023, he had the knee thing where he helped off the field, and it was like, gosh, is he done for the year? And he came back and set a record in the ALCS for most RBIs in a single series and overall in the postseason, right? I think there were people who thought his season was done. Adolis is a tough SOB, so it wouldn't surprise me if he was back. Normal timelines would suggest no, but all indications are that he is fully, you know, prepared to be back at that point. The only hope, the question, Gavin, to me is more, you know, what's going to be on the line in 10 to 12 days? This is such in flux. Could the Rangers be fighting for division? Or are they hanging on for a wild card spot? Are they totally, I mean, it could be anything, you know, on either end of the spectrum.
Could he miss the rest of the season?
Could
we have seen Adolis' last game as a Ranger already?
I would say if the Rangers tumble and they're not playing for anything because they struggle the next week or so, maybe the thought is, hey, Adolis, you shouldn't push it, right? But I don't think that's the expectation at this point.
Offensively, it's Colton Gordon, a lefty, on the bump again. But did things kind of work out well for the Rangers in terms of the pitching alignment?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're going to face Hunter Brown tomorrow. Hunter Brown's really good, but the Rangers have had some success against him. Yeah, I mean, Colton Gordon's not a guy that scares you, and you're not going to face Framber Valdez. I don't know if that's good or not because he's so emotional. You never know how that's going to work out. But, yeah, I mean, I think what's great is that you got Merrill Kelly and Jacob deGrom
right. Tonight
and tomorrow. You know, that deGrom-Hunter Brown matchup's going to be a fun one. So, yeah, I think in that regard, you got two of your three best starting pitchers pitching in this series. And so I think you like that, right? Whereas you're not having to face Framber. We'll see how Hunter Brown does tomorrow. But again, maybe Colton Gordon goes and shuts them down tonight, right? I mean,
we've seen it before. Sure.
And the Rangers have turned things around, but it is tough at some point not having Adolis, not having Seager, not having Semien, not having Carter. Those things can catch up. So we'll see. You know, Murph called the young guys the little rascals, right?
Yeah.
So that's Osuna, Freeman, and Michael Hellman. And they're starting with, you know, Freeman and Freeman at the top of the order. So a little rascal, you know, starting combo to begin the lineup.
Is Dylan Moore giving a little pop at DH?
You know, he's actually been pretty impressive in very small samples. He's come with some big hits and, you know, in just a few games. But, yeah, I mean, I hope so. The weird thing with Dylan Moore is that he's been better against lefties than righties in his career, but it's kind of been reversed this year. But, yeah, you know, it's interesting. I thought it was interesting that they had him at DH, but a lot of those decisions are made, hey, not just where we're going to start the game, but what is it going to look like as the game progresses. And
right.
You know, that seems like, all right, that could be a really, you know, likely landing spot for Jock Peterson. Well, that makes it easier then for Jock just to slide in as a DH as opposed to making a lot of, you know, chops and changes. So that's one reason why I think Dylan Moore might be DH tonight.
What's the word on Seager?
Yeah, I mean, he's pleased with where he is. You know, he understandably doesn't want to commit to any sort of timetable, but He is progressing, and at some point it's just going to be a pain tolerance thing. And let me tell you, this guy, you know, he basically, I think, was playing through, you know, an appendix that was on the verge of bursting and hit a couple home runs. This guy's pain tolerance and what he did in the 2023 postseason should never be put in question. But at some point, I think it's going to be that. Structurally right now, I don't think his body is ready, especially, you know, think for, as a swinger.
Right.
That's your – but, yeah, I mean, I think he is pleased with where things are progressing and hopes that he is able to come back while the team is playing meaningful baseball.
How has Correa played for them?
He's been better, you know, better than he was. I honestly, Eric, I think the biggest thing for Carlos Correa on this team, not that, I mean, he's hitting in a leveraged spot in the order, he's playing third base, but I just think they desperately need some sort of clubhouse presence because Jose Altuve is not that guy. I know he's a great player. This is not taken away from anything that Jose Altuve does as a player. He's a great hitter. He sucks defensively. But he's not a clubhouse guy. He's not a guy that's – Alex Bregman was that guy, all right? That, you know, that's what they teach at LSU, right, Broadus?
That's us.
That's Alex Bregman. That's also Carlos Correa, and I think getting him back really helps in that way.
How about Seattle against Atlanta this weekend? Could Braves give us some more help?
I think so. I mean, Chris Sale's starting tonight, so that's good, and Seattle just can't win on the road for whatever reason. But maybe they turn things around. I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe having yesterday off allows them to reset. They're way too talented of a team to be playing this poorly, but – they have struggled on the road, and no Acuna in the lineup tonight for the Braves. That stinks, but, yeah, hopefully Chris Sale can help the Rangers out.
What do you feel like they need? Do we need to sweep them, or would just winning one be okay?
Well, if you want to win the division, which right now that means you would overtake both the Mariners and the Astros, I think it would be challenging to win the division if you don't win at minimum 4 of 6, in the two series between the Astros, and really maybe 5-1 puts you in the driver's seat to like be knocking on the door and making them feel the pressure. If we're talking wild card, just take 2 of 3. You keep taking 2 of 3, I think you could find yourself in a decent position. Take 2 of 3 if you're looking at the wild card. But if you want to win the division, you know, you got to make a move, and winning one game or gaining one game on the Astros with, you know, a little less than 3 weeks to play might be a tougher tougher hill to climb unless they just totally tank.
Should we be checking some of these Houston bats?
Why not? I mean, let's, you know,
clear out the garbage.
Yeah,
cans.
Looked a little bit like last night. There might
yeah,
have
Taylor
been
Trammell
going on.
All of a sudden, you know, hitting the ball hard. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm all for it. Check them all.
Check them.
Don't only the Astros bats.
No,
like,
our bats.
Yeah.
Cork them up.
I checked our bats. They're great. They look really pretty.
Perfect.
They look like, you know, the bat that Eric swings when we do the wiffle ball stage. Just like
just tearing it up.
Yeah.
You got the radio call tonight?
Radio tonight, yeah.
Very nice.
Hey, you killed it on TV.
Yeah,
day in the life of Jared Sandler in Arizona.
Oh, I loved it.
That's cinema.
And the TikToks are blowing
up. I just want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys.
You pumped for Packers-Lions?
Pumped for Packers-Lions. I don't like how many people are on the Packers this Sunday. It makes me a little nervous. But some people think like the Lions are just going to take this huge step back. But I don't know. I mean, we'll see how big Ben Johnson is, right? Like, two new
Big
coordinators.
Ben Johnson, what's he done?
He's got AIDS.
No, two new coordinators.
No Frank Reich now. That's the big thing for me.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, they lost two guys in the line. What, Aleem McNeil's not back yet. Who knows what Hutch is going to be? My only concern about the Packers, not only, but like, I just think their quarterback is above average. I don't think he's any better than that. But I don't know.
Maybe they definitely just added an average defensive player.
Yeah, I heard he was overrated.
Good luck stopping the run this year, Biatch.
Hey, let me tell you, they couldn't stop the run last year. But Kenny Clark,
Kenny Clark's good.
Yeah.
Good. Listen, that was a nice ad.
I think
is a nice ad for the Packers.
Yeah, I think the Micah trade could end up being great for the Packers. I do genuinely believe, and I'm consistent, right? When Micah was a Cowboy, I was not like Team Micah.
Yeah.
I think he's a Hall of Fame talent. I think this could end up still long-term being okay for the Cowboys.
Thank you, Jared. Have a great weekend.
See you guys.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. We got what you're drinking and what you're thinking. Your phone calls coming up next here. What you want to react to. You want to talk Rangers, Astros, Mavs, Stars, anything. You know, you just have to answer the questions, what you're drinking, what you think, and we'll react to Cowboys as well with you coming up next year. It's the G-Back Nation, the fam.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.